Today we'd like to see the title of whoever desires in Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 to 21. To another was a people through MP3 or a YouTube channel on there. We'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 12, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. What does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. What does it mean, and what can you learn from here? The human history began from Genesis and ended to Revelation. The Lord is in control of human history. Revelation here worship face to face. How about Genesis, Adam and Eve's communication with God? Revelation, no evil at all. But in the Garden of Eden, an evil serpent exists in a garden, the paradise. Number three, New Jerusalem, the paradise, is recreated. The Garden of Eden was destroyed by sin, the original sin of Adam. In the last time, Revelation chapter 22, 10, 11, and he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy. The Lord wants us to understand all the Bible, including the book of Revelation, about the prophecy. And the followers of Jesus written in the book of life are in New Jerusalem, while the disobedient people to Jesus, not written in the book of life, are in the lake of fire. Verse 12, and behold, I am coming quickly. Quickly means at any moment, and my reward is with me to give it to everyone according to his work. We do not earn salvation or position salvation, which is God's grace or God's gift upon faith in gospel. Good faithful work for God's glory is rewarded. Good faithful work is the faithful work by God, the Spirit, who alone is good. The work for self-glory is not rewarded by God, but by himself. Matthew 25:20, his words said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things, enter into joy of your Lord. So Millennial Kingdom, they were charged many things. 2 Corinthians 5:9-10, therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, physical present or absent, to be well pleasing to him, no matter how pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, physical body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. So you ask good work which means by the Spirit of God, who alone is good. Matthew 5:4-5. That your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees it in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by man. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward already. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, not just to your glory. 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The first alphabet of a Greek word is Alpha. This is capital, this is a small letter. And the last alphabet is the Omega, this capital is small letter. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. The Lord is everything, the beginning and end, and everything between the beginning and the end. All things were made through Him. The Lord alone controls human history, forgives sin, and will recreate new earth and new heaven, and will last peace forever. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was, past tense, who is to come, Almighty. John 1:5-14. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness. Light means the life, eternal life. And darkness did not comprehend it. 14. And the Word became flesh, incarnation, that's Jesus Christ, dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, only begotten Son, ordained by God the Father, that's Christ's title, full of grace and truth. 14. Blessed are those who do His commandments. Effective workers of faith on His commandments or words are blessed. The tree of life and may enter through the gates in the city, Jerusalem city. Because of Adam and Eve's sin, they were prohibited from entering to the tree of life in the garden. But now the forgiven ship or every Christian is allowed to enter the gates into New Jerusalem City to eat the tree of life, that is eternal life or everlasting life. James 1:22. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Titus 1:16. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Genesis 3:22-24. Then God said, to behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand, take also tree of life, and eat to live forever. Therefore, Lord God sent him out of the east of the garden Eden, and flaming sword, which turned every way to God, the way to the tree of life. 15. But outside of dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. Dogs are those against the holy things, like a swine, those against Jesus Christ, or unforgiven, those are outside of the holy city, in rash relationship with God, not in peace relationship with God. Those are strangers and foreigners from God, not fellow citizens of the house of God. Relevant Bible's Matthew 7, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Revelation 21:8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Matthew 12:31. Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven man, except but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven man. Ephesians 2:16-19. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity, and he came and preached the peace to you who were far off and to those who were near. For through him you both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Lord intended the church to study this. Jesus existed long before David, but as a man for ransom, was a descendant of David through Mary by bloodline. The bright and morning star, the light of salvation to everyone. Light is eternal life. Second Samuel chapter 7:16. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you, David. Your throne shall be established forever. Isaiah 11:1. Therefore shall come forth the rod from the dam of Jesse, and branches shall grow out of his roots. So that one. Then is 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. The Spirit and the bride, every Christian has the indwelling Spirit of God. Bride is each Christian or church, the group of Christians, to Jesus, the bridegroom. Say, come, come to Jesus toward the holy city. Let him who hears come. The hearer says, come to Jesus. Let him who thirsts come. The thirsty one of the Spirit should come to Jesus. Whoever desires, whoever will. God created us in his likeness and his image. One of divine characters is free will for self-determination. Free will is one of divine gifts, although it is expired within his time. Taking the word of life, by faith alone, the Lord gives the Holy Spirit, who is a living word, or a word of life. It implies flowing water of physical realm into the spiritual realm. Freely, not earning, but accepting Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior in the form of faith. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have a dominion over the fish of the sea, likeness, our likeness, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle of all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Hosea 14:4. I will heal their backsliding, Jesus God said. God has a character and a free will. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from me. Like God, human being, Numbers 15:30. you make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering sacrifice for peace, vow or as a free will offering in your appointed feast to make a sweet aroma to the Lord, from the herd to the flock. Psalm 51:6, I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, that's freely your name, O Lord, for it is good. 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, beyond their ability, they were freely willing. John 4:10, Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, who it is who said to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Living water is the Holy Spirit. 18:19 here, for I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophet of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Revelation to the prophecy of this book or the Bible must not be added by anything. Otherwise, the plagues or punishment will be added. Takes away his part from the book of life to holy shit the things written in this book. If you delete a word of the book of Revelation or the Bible, your benefits as the children of God, such as your part from the book of life, the holy city, the things written in this book will be taken away by God. This is lesson that the Lord wants us to study transparently every word of the Bible or His word. 24:12, and the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice. This one's the different one. You should find out. Do not add, you know, something like another one. Matthew 5:18-19. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will never pass from the Lord till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments to teach his men so, shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. 2 Corinthians 2:7, for we are not as so many paddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. This one, the relevant Bible verse. 20, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Jesus the testifier says that it is sure he is coming at any moment. Amen, so be it, as John the Apostle said. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Those Christians who love Jesus' second coming will receive the crown of righteousness. The urgent request to come Lord Jesus on the earth shows urgency on the earth, such as evil, persecution, violence, pandemic disease, climate change, or immorality. But Christians, as witnesses to Jesus and the salt and of light of the world, are doing our roles with patience in faith throughout either death or rapture until Jesus ends at his return. 2 Timothy 4:8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. There is a crown of righteousness. 1 Corinthians 16:22. If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come. So, the love. 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ with you all. The end of the New Testament in the Bible ends here with the blessing of His grace, while the end of Old Testament ends in Malachi with curse. 2 Corinthians 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Malachi 4:6, and he will turn the heart of the father of their children and the heart of the children of their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. So happy Father's Day. So we'll sing all together Maranatha song. Then we conclude with benediction.